We'll ask now what is really driving the war in Yemen and also how that war could affect the rest of the region.
Saudi Arabia and eight other Arab nations have carried out air attacks in Yemen. They're targeting the Houthi rebels who control the capital. It is widely believed the rebels are backed by Iran.
The Arab nations' intervention raises many questions. One is whether they might lose interest in a different war, the fight against the self-proclaimed Islamic State. NPR's David Wellner reports.
At a Capitol Hill hearing yesterday, Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine said he was impressed with the kind of dispatch the nine Arab nations showed in bombing the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen. And Kaine wondered why they have not shown the same kind of enthusiasm for fighting ISIL, as he referred to the Islamic State.
Is a possible explanation for the force of the action against Yemen is that all of these nations believe that Iran is their more pressing challenge, and they actually don't think of ISIL as the same kind of pressing challenge that they view when they look at Iran.
The question was directed to General Lloyd Austin. He heads the U.S. Central Command and directs U.S. military operations in the Middle East. Austin came to the defense of the Arab states in that coalition.
I can attest to the fact that they do see ISIL as a pressing challenge, sir. I do think that a big driver here is the geography associated with this.
Namely, that Yemen borders Saudi Arabia, but General Austin also sounded a note of caution. The new multi-nation offensive in Yemen, he said, could well have a downside in Syria.
As they begin to focus on the Yemen problem, naturally, because of resources, we'll probably see less of an effort in Syria.
Earlier this week, Brookings Institution Middle East expert Kenneth Pollack warned Congress that Saudi Arabia may be making a bad move.
One of the greatest dangers is a Saudi Arabia that is itself facing a number of internal challenges will overstretch its resources by getting deeply involved in a Yemeni quagmire.
Saudi Arabia used 100 of its warplanes to attack the Houthis. Its allies supplied another 85. Now that they're fighting on a new battlefield, it's not clear how much they'll be doing in Syria. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.